This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Paxim. Active ingredient, S. clonazepam. This leaflet provides important information about taking Paxim. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Paxim. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Paxim? Paxim contains the active ingredient clonazepam. Paxim belongs to a group of medicines called benzodiazepines. They are thought to work by their action on brain chemicals. Paxim is used for the treatment of epilepsy in adults and children aged 2 years and over. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. The use of benzodiazepines may lead to dependence on the medicine. If you have any concerns, you should discuss this with your doctor. What should I know before I take Paxim? Warnings. Do not take Paxim if you are allergic to clonazepam or have had an allergic reaction to Paxim, any other benzodiazepine medicine, or any ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty in breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. You have severe and chronic lung disease. You have severe liver disease. You have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. You have galactose intolerance, total lactase deficiency, or glucose-galactose malabsorption. People with these rare hereditary problems should not take this medicine as it contains lactose. The package is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. This medicine may be addictive. The risks are greater for patients on higher doses or on long-term treatment, or patients who have a history of alcohol or drug abuse. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed, have any other medical conditions including liver, kidney, or lung disease, high or low blood pressure, myasthenia gravis, severe muscle weakness, sleep apnea, a condition where you have temporary stops in breathing during sleep. Paxim is not recommended for use in patients with sleep apnea due to possible additive effects on respiratory depression, glaucoma, a condition where you have high pressure in the eye, depression, psychosis, or schizophrenia and/or you have had depression or suicidal thoughts in the past, spinal or cerebellar ataxia, condition of clumsiness or incoordination of the muscles, porphyria, a rare blood pigment disorder, a history of addiction, alcohol, or drug abuse / dependence, drink alcohol, are lactose or lactose intolerant, are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives, take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether Paxim is safe to use during pregnancy. There have been reports of unwanted effects occurring in the newborn with the use of medicines of this class when used during pregnancy. Mothers taking more than one medicine to treat their epilepsy may be a greater risk of having a baby with malformation than mothers taking only one medicine for epilepsy. Your baby may develop withdrawal symptoms such as a low body temperature, floppy limbs, feeding problems and breathing difficulties. If there is a need to take Paxim when you are pregnant, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits to you and the unborn baby. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Paxim may pass into the breast milk and cause drowsiness and or feeding difficulties in the baby. Paxim is not recommended for use while breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Pax and affect how it works. Sleeping tablets, sedatives, or tranquilizers. Some medicines for depression such as tricyclic antidepressants, monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Other medicines to control epilepsy such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, sodium valproate. Medicines for mental illness. Medicines for allergies or colds such as antihistamines, pain relievers, muscle relaxants, anesthetics, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and stomach ulcers, disulfiram, a medicine used to deter alcohol consumption in alcohol abuse, lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, fluconazole, an antifungal medication used for a number of fungal infections. These medicines may be affected by Paxim, or may affect how well Paxim works. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. They also have a more complete list of medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Paxim. Taking central nervous system depressants / sedatives. You should not take central nervous system depressants, such as sedatives, tranquilizers, and hypnotics, while taking Paxim. These medicines have the potential to increase the effects of Paxim, resulting in severe effects including coma and death. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Paxim. How do I take Paxim? How much to take? Take Paxim exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Your doctor will tell you how much Paxim to take each day, and when to take them. The dose varies from person to person depending on age, the condition being treated and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Paxim is usually started using a low dose. Your doctor may gradually increase this dose to the lowest amount needed to control your condition depending on how well you respond to and tolerate the medicine. The usual adult maintenance dose is between 4 mg and 8 mg a day. Children, the elderly and people with liver or kidney problems may need smaller doses. Follow the instructions provided, and continue taking Paxim until your doctor tells you to stop. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. When to take Paxim? Paxim is usually taken twice a day, in the morning and evening. However, depending on your dose, your doctor may recommend you take it 3 or 4 times a day. Paxim may be taken with or without food. Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How to take Paxim. Swallow the Paxim tablets with a glass of water. Paxim tablets can be broken in half or quarters if your doctor has prescribed half or quarter of a tablet. If you forget to take Paxim, Paxim should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose, when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose, to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Paxim. If you think that you or anyone else have taken too much Paxim, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you have taken too much Paxim, you may feel drowsy, tired, confused, dizzy, have difficulty breathing, feel weak, or become unconscious. Keep telephone numbers for these places handy. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. What should I know while taking Paxim? Things you should do. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Paxim. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor. If you are going to have surgery, including dental surgery, tell the surgeon, anesthetist, or dentist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while taking Paxim. If you continue to have seizures, fits, your doctor may need to adjust or review your treatment. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel Paxim is not helping your condition. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may want to do some blood and other tests from time to time to check on your progress and detect any unwanted side effects. All mentions of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. Tell your doctor or a mental health professional immediately if you have any suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes such as restlessness, aggression, rage, hallucinations, or any adverse behavioral effects or unusual behavior. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Paxim or lower the dose without first checking with your doctor. Stopping this medicine suddenly may cause some unwanted effects. Your doctor will explain how you should slowly reduce your dose of Paxim before you can stop taking it completely. Do not take Paxim for a longer time than your doctor has prescribed. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend or on holidays. Do not give Paxim to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Paxim to treat other complaints unless your doctor says to. Things to be careful of. Be careful if you are elderly, unwell, or taking other medicines. Some people may experience side effects such as drowsiness, confusion, dizziness, and unsteadiness, which may increase the risk of a fall. If Paxim is being given to a young child, you should be especially careful that they are breathing freely. Paxim may increase the amount of saliva and fluid in the airways. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Paxim affects you. Paxim may cause drowsiness or dizziness in some people and therefore may affect alertness. Make sure you know how you react to Paxim before you drive the car or operate machinery or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are drowsy, dizzy, or not alert. Children should not ride a bike, climb trees, or do anything else that could be dangerous if they are feeling drowsy or sleepy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Do not drink alcohol while taking Paxim. Combining Paxim and alcohol can make you more sleepy or dizzy. Alcohol can also affect how well Paxim works and may even cause more seizures, fits. Alcohol may increase the effects of Paxim and lead to serious side effects, resulting in coma or death. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they will not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Paxim, or the medicine has passed its expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any tablets that are left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Paxim. See the information below and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Drowsiness, tiredness, dizziness, lightheadedness, unsteadiness, muscle weakness, tremor, loss of memory, inattentiveness, confusion, lack of concentration, slowed reactions, headache, hangover feeling in the morning, slurred speech, unpleasant dreams, palpitations, vomiting, increased saliva, chest congestion. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. This list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. Some side effects may disappear with continued treatment. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Hallucinations or delusions. Severe sleep disturbances, nightmares, vivid dreams. behavior changes such as aggression, agitation, irritability, depression, restlessness, nervousness, hostility, sudden anxiety, or excitation, sudden feelings of rage, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, mouth ulcers. Severe withdrawal symptoms following discontinuation of Paxim, including psychological disturbances such as delusional beliefs, feeling outside oneself, confusion, delirium, psychosis. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. This list includes serious side effects which may require medical attention. Some of these side effects are rare. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or neck, which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. Fainting. More fits than usual. Difficulty breathing. Shortness of breath. Chest pain. Thoughts of self-harm. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Paxim contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Clonazepam. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Sunset yellow FCF aluminium lake. Paxim 0.5 tablet only. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose and sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Paxim looks like. Paxim 0.5 mg. 8 mm, flat bevel edged, peach tablet, debossed Cienova 0.5 on one side, and cross scored on the other, OSTAR 5, 4, 8, 4, 6. Paxim 2 mg. 8 mm, flat bevel edged, white tablet, debossed marked Cienova 2 on one side, and cross scored on the other, OSTAR 5, 4, 8, 4, 7. Each bottle contains 100 tablets. Who distributes Paxim? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025. Paxim is a Viatris company trademark. Paxim_CMI.L25/00